Welcome to the Elimination Season 4. Would you believe it? Funny people are going head to head. And here's your host, Bob. I digress.
Thank you, Ronnie. Welcome to...
You're not Bob.
Welcome to Series 4.
Series 110.
Yeah, Series 4, Episode 8.
Go on, you've got a good memory. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm reading them off. My name's Dave, and with me I have my cousin, just cousin Pauline.
Yeah, hello.
And an empty chair. And wifey.
Hi. that was a bit high.
Bit of a strange old lineup today, isn't it?
Mind you, we've done it before, haven't we, with the music.
We have, yes.
I think we better get words in edgeways, haven't we, without them two around.
Yeah, people can hear us.
Yeah.
We won't be slammed down.
So it's Friday night, and we got planned for the weekend, Pauline.
Well, I'm a bit depressed.
Oh, dear. What's going on?
I actually am depressed. This isn't a joke, is it?
I don't know, is
actually.
It?
Well, is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know my car.
Oh, your mum's car.
Having a slow dying death. I have to keep pulling over, turning the engine off, turning it back on again for it to go back into gear because it's automatic. So I finally got to say goodbye to it. Was meant to go car shopping last weekend.
Why is this sad for you?
Because it was my mum's car.
Oh,
I'm very attached. It's more than a car, it's my family. That sounds, I know that's a lunatic.
It's in your DNA, isn't it? It's in your DNA.
It is. Yeah. I just don't want to see it drive off. So last weekend, Chris fell down the stairs.
This is your brother.
That's my brother. So Lewis.
He fell down the stairs?
Yes.
Vodka?
Was it a vodka-based fall? This is the story I was told.
Okay.
I was walking down the stairs and one of Liam's toys...
Of course it was.
On a Saturday night...
He plays with bottles of vodka, does he?
...was on the stairs and he slipped, falling down, really hurt his back. So he couldn't come up, which is fair enough. So I said to Lewis Sunday, Lewis, can we go out and look at some cars just to see what I can get for my money? And then if there is anything... You know, I can speak to Chris, he can come down next weekend, whatever. Hangover from hell, the boy had.
Oh.
So it just wasn't worth taking. You could see he hated every second of every... It looked painful.
Yeah, he hated every second of every minute of it.
Yeah, and it looked painful. In the end, I went, oh, come on, let's just go home. Oh, I don't mind looking at some more. Looking like...
Oh, he's trying to be so brave.
White, absolutely white. Don't worry about it. Which is fair enough, he's been out Saturday night, so I'm going this weekend, I'm looking at two Fiestas, a KA, don't know what I think about a KA, but 1.2, cheap to run, so.
And on this weekend away, would you letting anyone down at all? You know, you may...
Two people.
Oh, yeah, who are they then?
Well, you.
Yeah.
Let's brush past that. And my friend Nikki, I was meant to be seeing her on Sunday.
Oh.
But if I don't see anything Saturday, then we're going to come up this area, but go on Auto Trader and look for some. Chris is coming up. We've got to get a car this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably say that Chris is a mechanic and he's probably the best person
to be with
you.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's a MOT tester and a mechanic, so that's why.
He won't have you buying rubbish.
No, I need him with me.
Yeah.
Dad, I was talking to Dad on the phone. Dad went to me, it's all right, just go on your own.
Yeah, not a good idea. You'll come back with awesome car, won't you?
Oh, how do I know? Then you started going on about shut and cut. Shut and cut, what is that?
Shut
and cut. It's where they have an accident.
Shut and cut no more and all this. I don't know what he was talking about.
No, that's like putting two cars together, isn't it?
He is old, your dad, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, Dad.
Ancient, isn't he? Sorry,
his first car was a Black Austin 7, I'm told.
Is that true?
What do you mean you're told?
I was going to say, how do you know that?
What was his first car that you were aware of? You know Steve's.
He had the Mini, but I think, I'm quite sure if he had...
I remember the Mini.
I was with him when he bought an old Hillman Minx, I think.
He had a Hillman Hunter, because this is awful. When I was a kid at school, I used to get really embarrassed to pretend that weren't our car, even though it's parked directly outside our house. Because everyone else's cars, family cars, were normal cars. I've gone and done the same with an old car. But Dad's this old Hillman Hunter, but he used to say, no, it runs all right, runs good.
I'll tell you what he had, I think. I think he had I don't know if it's a console, a Zephyr, or they all look the same to me, but the one with the big three seater at the front.
I think I know what you mean.
I think you have one of them.
But it's like my car knew, because the minute I decided, do you know what? Because it was Bob, talking to Bob, that made me think, yeah, it is about time I got a new one. The minute I decided and made the final decision, it plays up. It's been fine.
Is your one going to be scrapped? You won't get nothing on it, will you?
Oh, no. Just scrap money, wouldn't it?
Well, somebody will take it for parts. If it's an older car, there could be some value in it.
So you're not going to get it off a dealer where you trade it in?
Well, I will trade it in if they will. But will they trade it in? That's another thing, because I'm so honest. If they say to me, hey, it's your car, I think
so. Are you as honest as the day is long?
Jeez.
I don't know about that.
You're not foot thin in the face today.
Do I? I've lost £18 now. £18 down I am. £19.
She's lost that rosy glow. Yeah. She's more sort of sucked in.
I'm very happy about that. Am I really looking thinner in the face?
Yeah, definitely.
Look.
You're all right, don't be waving them things about.
No, my arms are bent.
Oh, right. Your arms are bent, we know that.
They're bent in the wrong direction, aren't they?
Yeah, like £19 down now since Christmas. It's taken a long time. It's not.
Yeah, no, but it's the slower you lose it, the longer it stays off.
It's about £1 a week, isn't it? Probably. It's the end of June, 6 months, isn't it? That'd be 26 weeks.
I don't do it weekends. I don't.
She lost £19 in the week, but then put £20 on the weekend.
But Monday to Friday, I count my calories. The weekends don't bother. If I want to take away, I will.
I think that's probably the best way to do it, because otherwise you get really bored with it and you give up altogether.
Yeah. Oh, you made my day saying that. Huh. I was quite chubby in the face, wasn't I?
No.
You bloody lie. You know you want to tell me.
Your headphones fit you better now, don't they? They were stretched to the limit before.
It was getting a bit out of control. I had to put a stop to it. Stop being nice.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is don't go too far. Don't go stupid and look ill, because some people do. Some people, a bit of weight on them.
Yeah.
Saying no names, Dave.
Low pack drill.
When he lost a lot of weight, trying, everyone kept saying to him, you don't look well, Dave, you don't look well.
Don't lose any more.
So, some people, it doesn't suit him.
I think I'm 4 stone heavier than I was then.
No, it's more.
It's more.
We both went on a diet, didn't we? Because it was our 25th wedding anniversary.
The Slim Fast diet that you did, didn't you?
It worked really well. Didn't stay off for very long, but for the amount of time that we did it, it put us into where we wanted to be. And then we went away on holiday to celebrate and ate and drank as much as we could possibly do. Came back weighing 44 stone each.
Well, that's the thing. I've lost weight now, but I'm trying not to do it as a diet. I'm trying to do it as just a, this is how I am, eat now.
Just to be clear.
Otherwise, when I get to a weight that I'm happy with, if I start eating how I was, it'll all be back on and more.
Does that exist, though, a weight you're happy with?
No, not actually a weight, just a...
How you
just
feel.
Clothes, yeah. That's all. I just in the summer, I don't want to feel like I've got to cover my arms, cover me, you know, cover up. I just want to feel comfortable. That's all.
Yeah, you'll get there.
But you've made me feel better, saying I'm thinner in the face.
We got the kids coming over tomorrow. We're going to have a Eurovision night. It's Eurovision Song Contest tomorrow. Yeah. We know it's a load of rubbish, but
Pauline knew all about that. We invited her, but she changed her mind.
You blew us out. We're going to go for a curry first. We're going to take the kids for a curry.
Well, when you sent me that message, I didn't know if you were joking or not, whether you meant, obviously, an Indian, but...
I didn't at first, but then you seem to think the kids didn't like curry.
I thought Emily didn't.
I messaged Fred, and he said, yeah, fine. I said, make sure if Emily's okay. And she was. So we're going to go out for a curry. Get the we like to get the Eurovision off to a start, so we don't have to put up all the foreign yap. You know, when he goes about six languages, drives you bonkers, doesn't it? So we give it about an hour or so start, and then we'll sort of get into it, have a few bets.
That'd be good. But they're saying this year, they've said on the telly the other day, that this is the first year in 25 years that we stand a good chance, not winning, because Ukraine are going to win, aren't they?
Well, depends if their song's good enough, really, doesn't it? I mean...
Have you heard our song?
No.
Is it awful?
Who's doing it?
Very high-pitched.
Who's doing it?
A man with long hair right down to here. Looks like a Viking.
Okay, well, we look forward to that.
We'll be the judges, won't we?
We will.
Well, we better mention who their match is this episode. Andy Samberg versus Lee Mack. So tell us about Andy Samberg, probably.
Well, up until last week, never heard of the bloke.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah,
I
hadn't either. Didn't even know his name. So obviously I had to go on YouTube and watch a load of stuff. And there were times that he did make me laugh. But
really?
It was, oh, the only times he really made me laugh, not ha-ha, just a little bit of a...
a titter, yeah, rather than...
was when he was being interviewed. You know, there was... man in America that does the chat show?
Jimmy, what's his face?
Yeah, Jane, tell us, Jenny. Jimmy, is it Fallon?
Yeah.
It was quite a few interviews with him, and they were quite funny. But when I watched him on the stage, I didn't get half the stuff he was talking about.
No, I think it's all
very American.
It's very American sort of humour, and I don't get American humour, if I'm honest. It's just...
And yet American humour works sort of in films, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you watch films, not so much now, but going back to the days of Uncle Buck and that sort of stuff. It was great.
Yeah, but a lot of that humour was visual, wasn't it?
No. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, that sort of stuff. Three Amigos.
Yeah, but Uncle Buck was funny to look at.
So like the Window Woman. Have you seen it yet? Three Amigos?
No, not yet.
You need to see it.
You must be the only person in the world.
I reckon hardly no one's seen it.
We've seen it more than once. And the I think the boys know it word for word.
I was going to say... Us three are here talking about a bloke. Is that in the film?
Yeah.
Oh. People are laughing. The night's going straight over my head. And me and Jack don't know him, so it must have been Bob and Mike that wanted him in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I must admit, I've never heard of him. Oh. I don't watch Brooklyn 9-1, is it? Or Brooklyn 9-9? Something like that.
Oh, no, there is something like that.
But they go crazy about the programme. Mind you, they went crazy about, what's the...
Frasier?
The comedy Scrubs.
Yeah.
The American one. Do you watch any American comedy, Pauline?
Friends.
No, comedy.
Friends is the best one. Watched the best one. Yeah, that's the only thing I've really watched. But I've realised since doing this with you and Bob, I don't watch hardly nothing. You know every film, every sitcom,
Bob and Michael know some films word for word, and I how many times must I have watched it?
Plus, if I do watch a film, unless I'm in love with it, like The Sound of Music, it's gone out my head in a few weeks. How are they knowing words from films?
I don't know.
All these years later.
I don't get it, but hey-ho, at least their memory.
But their humour is different to us. They like all, what's his
wacky stuff.
Yeah, it's...
I'm glad they're both not here then,
Ace Ventura and The Mask.
Well, they made us watch Ace Ventura, didn't they?
Yeah, there's a couple of funny bits in it, but, you know, it does grind you down.
Yeah. The only Jim Carrey one I found a tiny bit funny was Dumb and Dumber.
No, I see.
But it was more the other one, not Jim Carrey, that made me laugh.
Yeah, I mean...
We watched quite a few bits of that bloke on YouTube. There was one where they did the song. I can't remember what the song was now. His friend came out on the stage.
Who are we talking about?
Andy Samberg.
Oh, yeah.
Came out and sung a song that we all know, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was. And he was, like, commenting in between each
line. He was in the audience commenting on the film.
But
the book. The
he had,
book,
like...
the song.
He had a blonde wig on with a... straight fringe.
It was clever, but it just, you know.
It wasn't. People
they
absolutely wet themselves.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't get it. Just didn't make me laugh. So it was like, I love you so, he'd sing, and then he'd go, what, you really like, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I saw that. That on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I didn't laugh.
No, I didn't.
It was a what's it song, wasn't it? The bloke with the nose.
Yeah.
Mary Manilow.
Yeah, what was the song?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, I can't. But it's a real famous song.
Yeah,
so famous, none of us know what it is.
That's
funny because I don't really go much on American sitcoms and that now, but I did back when I was growing up. You know, The Lucy Show and My Three Sons.
What's that one?
And later on.
Hey.
Happy days. Happy days. That's good. Yeah. Even more than Mindu. Nanu, nanu. I was okay.
Perhaps it's because you were a kid then.
Yeah, but it was new then changed. As well. It was new, wasn't it? We didn't have that much sort of.
Well, everything was new then. I was a kid. I mean.
Well, yeah, but then as you get older, you become a bit more selective, don't you?
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of an American stand-up comedian who make me laugh. I just can't think of one.
No, me neither.
I mean, Jackie Mason was big over here, but he just seemed to go on about being Jewish all the time. Bob Hope's used all topical stuff, but that's from topical stuff from the 70s, you know.
I wonder if people from America are listening going, what?
Yeah. I used to like the old Bob Hope, Bing Crosby Road films. I thought they were funny, but I don't know if I find them funny now.
Maybe we should watch one.
Hmm.
Test out the theory.
The Road to Zanzibar. I'm on the road to Morocco.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wasn't that impressed, if I'm honest.
No.
But it's a bit unfair on the bloke, isn't it, to be in our thing with us three? You don't know him.
Well, it's a luck of the draw.
They should have bloody told Bob can't turn up in Florida.
Well, we should have come back for it.
What about Lee Mack, Paulie?
Oh, I do like Lee Mack.
I think Lee Mack's one of the greats.
He's absolutely hilarious.
I know people who don't like him. When I was working, yeah, some blokes couldn't stand him. But I thought he was really funny.
Oh, I think he's hilarious. And I love, if you ever watch him on Would I Lie to You?, how quick he is.
Yeah.
Things that you wouldn't even think are going to be funny, and he could find a joke out of nowhere and
fling it in.
Oh, it's so good. It's just so
unexpected.
And he interacts with the other comics well, doesn't he?
I really like him.
I see a clip while I was just sort of researching this. Researching it, people can't believe it. But when he was at the, it's only a recent thing anyway, when he's at the awards with the blind fella. Yeah. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's funny. I can't remember what this is. It's a blind comic, and I can't remember what his name is. But he was doing the awards, reading out, giving a walk to someone else. And he says, look, I can't see the autocue. Will you tell me, what's happening? So he read out the autocue, then he repeated it. Then when he'd done it, he didn't know when he was talking to him and when he was doing the autocue. It was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Lee Mack was sort of, no, not yet. That's mine.
Oh, he's so funny. Do you watch... I like to record it and watch it later in the week. The 1% Club.
I never even know what that is.
On a Saturday night, where Lee Mack hosts.
No, it's all
right. Oh, my God, it's so up your street. They're probably nearly finished watching on catch-up. It's not really a quiz. You've got 100 people all in the audience, and he does take the piss out of people. But it's different rhymes and that you have to sort out.
No, a bit like Richard Alderman. Is it a bit of a quizzy
thing? Yeah, but it gets harder and harder. So the first question will come up, and it's one that 96% of the country knows. So they'll ask everyone. It's the easiest thing in the world, and people give the right answer, and you can't believe it. Sometimes three people got it wrong, and he'll pick them out, and it'll gradually whittle down to the very last question. There could be three people left, and it's the 1% club, only 1% of the 100, whatever people were asked. But they're not normal questions, general knowledge. They're hard questions, as in... If Mary was walking down the street and she had 10 brothers who had 6 dogs, 5 cats, how many legs? You know, it's them sort of that you've got to really think about it. Yeah. And then when you hear the answer, it's so obvious. You think, oh, my God, of course it is. I can see it there. But your brain, it's whether your brain works that way. You've got to watch it, Dave.
It does. It sounds like your cup of tea.
Yeah, watch them on catch up.
I think it sounds like me giving me a headache. Because
we have seen him twice live.
Have you?
Yeah, we saw him first at the Apollo in Hammersmith.
I watched one of the YouTubes at Apollo.
And another time we saw him local down at Chatham.
Mm.
He was down there. He couldn't believe there was a place called Strood. He goes,
really?
He was asking the audience where they're from. And... He says, where are you from? He goes, oh, I'm from Humvee, I'm here from Chatham. He goes, where are you from? Strood. Strood? There's no place called Strood. You couldn't believe it. Strood.
But a lot of people say that about Snodland, because I used to work Snodland. In Snodland. And they used to go, where? Snodland.
There
is somewhere called Snodland.
Near Ham Hill.
Yeah.
I mean.
And yeah, that's right, yeah.
And Halling and Malling.
It's weird, isn't it?
Hauling and Mauling.
I don't know if it's West. Is it Westmalling or West Malling?
Mauling. No, Mauling.
Is it Westmalling?
Yeah, Westmalling. I've got a friend who lives in Hauling.
Oh, God. We're talking about Mauling. You're talking about Hauling.
That's what they said. Hauling and Westmalling.
And Mauling, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You brought up the old quiz. Let's have a
quiz.
Nearly missed it there, didn't I?
Oh, right, no chance. If right. I can't win against Fico Bob,
this
is, am I going to win against Brady Jack?
This is unofficial. This does not count on the list.
Oh, what if I win, though?
Hang on, if she wins it, it should count.
Yeah, especially seeing as Mike just ain't turned up. It'll be his own fault.
No, because you can't have it both ways.
I can.
She can.
They're not here.
All right, so if you lose, it counts as a loss as well, then?
No.
Well, I'm not sure about that yet.
No.
Now, do you want it to count or not? Yes or
no? I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. It's going to be Family Fortunes.
No, because I know I'll lose, and then I've lost even more.
Well, you don't know that you're going to lose.
500.
I've had a very hard day at work. My brain is fried.
Jackie, you're much more intelligent than me. You know you are.
Nope.
Right, I better get a pen and paper and keep some score. Right,
even though you couldn't get the headphones on your head.
Exactly. Wet myself trying to do it. Should have filmed it.
Wish we had.
I'm going to let you go first, Pauline.
All right, okay.
Right.
Do we need a pen and pencil?
No.
No. Okay.
Whoever gets the highest one gets it. I'll tell you, if you get it, top answer, you get 2 points, all right?
All right.
Name something a man might wear to disguise himself.
A
moustache. Well, I was thinking of, you know, them glasses with the nose and the moustache attached, but I couldn't think what that would be called.
So what's your answer?
Glasses.
Fifth answer. Wifey.
I'm going moustache and beard, or beard and moustache.
Moustache, top answer. You should have stuck with your gut.
I trusted my gut, shouldn't I?
You ain't got a gut anymore.
Yeah!
Wifey.
Yes.
Give me a word that rhymes with star.
With what? S-T-A-R?
Yeah, last time I... it's still West here. Give me a word that rhymes with star.
Car.
Second answer. Oh, you can get this. You can get
far.
This. Oh, third answer.
For God's sake.
Bar is the answer.
Oh, Pauline, you should have got that one.
So, I'm like Cousin Vic's, don't I? I always run away.
Wifey gets the point. Pauline.
Yeah.
Oh, it's another rhyme. Give me a word that rhymes with wood.
Oh, I've got a few.
I should probably think so.
Yeah, so what one would be should?
Third answer.
Oh, the other one's going to be top.
Good.
Second answer, another point for Wifey.
Oh, what about could? Was that first?
It was.
Oh, that was the other one in my head.
Poor Paul.
Wifey.
Glad to say.
Name a food you pickle.
Oh. Onions.
Top answer, Pauline. You're 5-0 down, girl. Good job, you don't count, didn't it?
I was thinking gherkins.
I thought gherkin first of all.
Name a quiet pet. Oh. Today.
Well, I've got one, but do people really have them as pets? No, I won't. Rabbit,
not on the list.
Oh.
Wifey, you can steal.
I'm going to go.
Anyone on the list gets the point.
Cat.
Third on the list. You know what the answer was?
Snake.
I was going to say tarantula. I thought.
Tarantula.
Well, I thought snakes. They're quiet.
Hamster was really noisy. Mouse.
They make a noise.
Hamsters are so noisy.
I don't know.
I didn't say hamster, don't
you? Yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking out loud.
Oh. Yeah, you got cat, didn't you? Right.
Yes, love.
Wifey, on a computer keyboard, apart from enter, what key is most commonly used?
Ooh.
Now, Have you ever used a keyboard?
Yeah, we're dying my life, it feels like. Which? Let's go. Space bar.
So another 2 points.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's 8-0.
Oh, that's right.
Paul, if I win, I'm going to donate the win to you.
The comeback starts now.
Yeah.
Right. Name something you would expect to find on the moon.
Ooh. Craters.
Top answer!
What else was on there then?
Astronauts, rocks, Debris. Dust, soil, and a flag. Flag's still up there.
Yeah.
The good old USA.
Blowing in the breeze that isn't there.
Yeah.
That's very true.
What are the golf balls still up there?
Yeah, it must be. They wouldn't have gone digging for them, would they?
No, I suppose not. Wifey, name something you see in a palace.
A throne.
Second answer. Come on, Paulie. You get a point, yeah?
Come on, Pauline.
Oh. What would be the top? The crown.
The Queen.
She's not in every bloody palace, is she? She's only one.
I've never seen her when I've been down doing the cleaning at Buckingham Palace.
Pauline, name something you might find on an island.
Sand.
Fourth answer. No. Wifey, cash in.
Trees.
Second answer. Palm trees.
Oh, I was going to say palm trees, but I thought, nah. Just in case it's the Isle of Wight.
The Isle of Wight.
Wifey, name something that is open 24 hours.
There's a few things come to mind, but I can't say them. Open 24 hours. Petrol garage, petrol station.
It's the second answer.
The off licence.
Trust you to say that. No, it's not even on the list. Hospital.
I didn't even think of my brain.
That's where you go
there.
After you've been to
I'm thinking of alcohol.
Pauline, knowing something you put sugar in.
Your tea.
Hey! Top answer. Wifey, name something associated with ballet. Struve, he's got no strides on. Remember that effort? No. Foster's lager.
Tutu.
Top answer. And finally, Pauline, name something kids learn at nursery.
They learn nursery rhymes.
Not on the list.
What?
Anything to do.
To count. Numbers. 1, 2.
Counting.
Yeah.
1 point.
I worked in the nursery school. Do you know how long during the day we used to do nursery rhymes and singing?
Bless you, my son.
Be on the list.
I'm allergic to bad answers.
Well, I'm glad that didn't count.
Final score, Pauline 4. Wifey 14.
Can I donate my win to her so that she can have one to go?
A punishment for Mike not turning up.
Come on, come on.
The quiz.
Is that yours, Dave?
Go that on, was Dave. Embarrassing, wasn't
go
it?
On, can Dave. I have Jackie's point?
No.
Oh, no. Why does wicked, he have to stick to the rules so much?
Evil man.
You didn't stick to the answers, did you? That was terrible. It was a warm-up.
Now for the real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's in a state now.
Do you watch Would I Lie to You?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. And my favourite contestant is
Bob.
I love my Bob. Yeah. But the things he says, you think, well, that has to be a lie. There's no way on earth.
But he's done some very way out.
But
and
he makes
them
say, yeah. The opposite, didn't he? When he said he put an egg in his bath.
Yeah, I remember.
And he totally convinced them that he puts an egg in his bath.
Did you see the one where he said he had a toothache?
Who was it that told him to put... Chris Rea.
Chris Rea
said to him, put an egg in your bath. And he put an egg in a bath for Bob. They was all saying, but why did he run a bath for you? And all that. And I can't remember what the answers were, but he convinced them.
But
it was a lie.
But one of them that was true, and I thought there is absolutely no way this is true, when he had toothache and decided to take his tooth out, did you hear that one?
Yeah.
And he was on his kitchen table on a gaming chair with a lamp and a mirror and something else pulling the tooth out. But the story he told, and I thought, who would be doing this? This is a load of crap.
It's madness, but it's kind of a crazy thing that he'd do.
Yeah.
We did that once, didn't we?
What, pulled your tooth out on the...
No, we did it on the door handle.
No!
Yeah. Oh, I knew the kids with the baby teeth.
Yeah, but they thought it was great. We sort of tied the door handle.
Oh, sawed off.
Yeah, he's tied the tooth to
it
the door.
It was already loose.
I would never have let my mum and dad do that.
When we were kids, I remember me and Eva were having a sort of like pillow fight, like you do when we had a baby teeth, and she picked up a book and she hit me over the top of the head with this book, and my tooth flew out. I didn't remember. I forgot it till now. But,
weird.
But going back to teeth and that.
Is that the same one that you lost at the curry?
It can be the same tooth. I can't lose the same tooth twice. Oh, yeah, it's true. A baby tooth. We were kids.
I wish I'd been there that night when he lost his
tooth. It was absolutely hilarious. I didn't want to laugh. I felt
sorry for him too much, I think.
No, you would have laughed because I felt sorry for him, but I could not stop myself. Because Michael was talking about soup.
Oh, it's funny when he does that.
And Amy was there, his girlfriend at the time, and she was trying to hold it in, but she couldn't, and none of us could. Every time he smiled.
Not like much to smile about. I haven't lost one of my front teeth.
So I just want to go home.
Yeah. Well, I was very careful when I took the tooth and I put it in a little pot of milk, because they say it can keep it live longer. And he took it back to the dentist with him, didn't you?
Yeah, not much good, though.
No. Lucky you got an emergency appointment.
It didn't fall out, it snapped. Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't even eating anything.
What the hell was in the inside?
The remainder of the tooth was still there at the top, inside, if you know what I mean.
The root and that.
Yeah.
And half the tooth.
It snapped. Well, you couldn't see it.
Oh, right,
right where the tooth shows.
That makes it even harder, don't it, for them to sort it out?
Well, I think she drilled in and put the screw the other one in, into that. But, yeah.
All he kept saying was, I've had that tooth for how long? 60 years. He felt really...
It weren't like I lost a crown. It was an actual tooth.
A live tooth. It must have been badly. Over the years, it's just got weaker and weaker, and the curry was just...
Curry's all soft, liquid.
Well, I told you a story, didn't I? Where we've been for not the same curry house, we went to another one in town, and Bob got a bit of gravel.
Oh, you did, yeah.
And he nearly broke a tooth on this bit of gravel. And when the first thing I'm eating away, chatting away, having a laugh and that, you know, next minute, I've got a bit of gravel, like Bob.
A big bit of gravel.
I went like, Sally, this great big hole about 3 foot, it seems like about 3 foot square, doesn't it? In my mouth. What the bloody hell? And then he put it into.
I said, You put your hand up. And I said, are you all right? And he went, Just shook his head and put his hand up. And then went.
I think he's worried thinking, what's going on?
I did. I thought he was having a heart attack because he just stopped. And it's not like him when there's a carrot in front of him, you know what I mean?
He must have discussed this about 7 different episodes.
People think it's that old story. That old chestnut.
But getting back to tea, when I was at work, and going back about 15 years, we had this old Yorkshire bloke called Keith. And I came out the office, and he had his hand and a pair of pliers, and he goes, Dave, that won't be bothering me anymore. And he looked at this big old brown tooth, all blood and sinews hanging off the end of it, and he's pulled out of a pair of dirty old pliers.
My friend, who sadly has passed away, Kathy, she would never go to the dentist, absolutely petrified of the dentist. And she, one day, she's, you know, the face was out here. She was in absolute agony. So she went, I want to get home tonight. The pliers are coming out. I'm going to take that out. I said, you can't do that. Anyway, she came in the following day, smiled. It had gone. Yeah, go. I don't hurt anymore. What?
I just couldn't be able to do it.
They're nothing to be scared of now, are they? I mean, back in when I was a kid, the old belts going around, this is a fast one, the slow one now, and the injections, you know. But now you just don't feel them, do you?
Well, I had a horrendous dentist story, didn't I? When I had a tooth removed and it all went very horribly wrong, and he ended up splitting my lip and was sewing my lip up without any anaesthetic. I was holding that nurse's hand.
He heard me scream. I'm not scared of it.
Yelp. Okay, a normal bloke wasn't there.
Somebody else.
And somebody else is back. Not this dentist we are now, but two dentists ago. And, you know, this yell, boom. And the receptionist and me sort of looked at each other.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What, and he split your lip and sewed it up?
Yeah. You got compensation for that, didn't you?
Yeah. I went and got I came out like I'd done a round with Tyson. And the lip was four times its normal. I came out crying and I said to him, I just want to go home. It was awful, absolutely awful.
Have you been to a dentist since? Well, too scared
the thing is, he had done such a bad job on it, he'd left all the root exposed. He hadn't even taken it. So I had to go to hospital, be knocked out for them to take the root and the bit.
Cause I wonder if he's still working.
I don't know, I can't remember what his name was, but I can still see him. But I felt sorry for the dental nurse that was holding my hand. I nearly ripped her arm off his chin.
Plus, why didn't he numb your lip before he sewed it up?
Don't know. Didn't. Just sat there and sewed it. Oh, and I knew it was bleeding because I could taste it. You know, we can't help it. But it just felt like my face was 4 yards ahead of where I should have been. It should have been. And I knew when I come out, he sort of, you know, you could tell by the expression on his face, blimey.
Wanting to have a tooth out and come out like the elephant man.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely did. It was horrendous. So
that sounds like a nightmare.
I've never had a fear of dentists, but I have got a bit of one now since that.
Well, I'm not surprised. Don't mean I'll never go back again.
No.
The only thing scares me about dentists is how much it costs.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Where's your dentist, local?
Yeah, do you know in Strood, but Northcote Road, that little one on the bend?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's interesting for people in South Carolina. Is it a man or a woman?
Woman, she's lovely.
Yeah, mine's a woman.
She's really, really nice.
Is it the one your mum used to go to?
No.
Oh, because...
Mine's the one your mum used to go to.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that bothers me is the paying for it. Because I think it's too expensive for what it is.
Wonder why it's so expensive.
I don't know. I bet if you had a couple and say the husband was a vet and the wife was a dentist, they'd be coining it, wouldn't they?
I need to find a vet.
Absolutely.
Or a dentist.
Yeah, Paulie, what time is it?
Oh, it's question time.
Question time.
Come on, let me kick one out.
Oh.
You can have the honour.
Okie dokie, I got one.
Oh, I just thought of something. Why? Am I allowed to say this?
Yeah, go on,
that makes it sound a bit stupid. But... well done to Jane, who listens to us. She got promoted, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Well done, Jane.
Well done, Jane.
Yeah, it's popped in the mind.
It doesn't surprise me, though. She's clever, isn't she?
She seems as if she's very
Have you ever
clever.
Listened to her podcast?
Yeah, with Laurie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funny.
It's funny, isn't it?
But, yeah, she seems a very clever woman.
I think one of the funniest things I've ever heard on a podcast was one of their episodes, and they were doing their, I think they were doing their fears. And was it fears or a worse job? And when Laurie said about the clown.
Oh, you told me about it. Yeah. You said you've got to listen to it. It's hilarious. It was the jobs they wouldn't want to do.
Oh, Laurie that's right, yeah, that, yeah.
Laurie says I wouldn't want to be a clown.
It was so funny.
Yeah, but I just thought that was good that she got promoted.
I always remember the Christmas story.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Where they used to go to one of the grandparents.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, what's the
I wouldn't want to go up against Jane on Family Fortune.
Oh, there's no chance. Was it a blank bit of paper?
I don't understand the question.
Should I read it then?
No, I'll read it. But you tell me if you understand.
It's got long words in it.
No.
No.
Oh.
It's got four words in it. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Cowboy or reverse cowboy?
I don't know what that means. Sounds a bit iffy.
That's the one Mike was sitting there writing the other day. That's very rude.
Yeah, we'll
shall I pick another one?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good idea, son.
He'd be laughing his head off.
Yeah.
He gutted he weren't here for that.
Yeah, well, it's your own fault. Turned up. Right, okay. Sticky paper. Oh, God.
Oh.
Is this one worse?
No, it's only four words again, though.
Oh, really?
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
This could get
right,
very
deep. Right, you ready? That's funny, three words.
It is. Is there a God?
Is there a God?
Dun, dun, dun!
Is there a God, Pauline?
So confused. I really am. Because I want to believe that there is. And my heart tries to believe there is. And I do like to think that Mum and other family members, I won't name them all, but... they are all together.
That's a different thing, though, isn't it?
No, but...
That's not saying...
Yeah, no,
that's life after death.
It's all part of it, isn't it? Because they go to where God is.
Yeah, if you believe in God.
Heaven?
Heaven's. God's in charge of heaven, hell, and purgatory.
Yeah,
you know?
You listen to too many strange people, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
What has life after death got to do with God? I don't understand.
All right, then, Dave, is there a God?
No.
Is that
straight
no explanation? You don't think there's a higher power?
My heart likes to think that there is.
No, I think this is it.
You think when you die, that's it?
Yeah.
Gone.
Well, probably, yeah. I don't know. I'll find out.
Do come back and let us know.
God is absolutely ludicrous.
I like to think there's something, or I'm going to come back as something else. I don't believe in any of it, but there's a hope in my head that thinks, in my next life, I'm going to come back as a cat and I'm going to live a life of sleeping.
Something goes wrong, he works in mysterious ways. I mean.
I like to think it's true.
God's everywhere. I mean.
You weren't brought up in a religion at all, was
I wasn't
you? You
at
weren't.
All.
Well, I had...
You were dedicated to the Salvation Army.
I was. And we had an RE in school. Well, I think I went to Sunday school.
I was a kid for a little while.
Not long. I think it was only when we stayed at my aunt's on a Saturday we went there a couple of times. But I just feel the whole thing ludicrous.
Don't sometimes, though, if, like, I can find it a bit comforting that there is a God.
Well, that's what it's all about. That's why he was invented, isn't it?
Was invented? Yes, of course he was. Oh. I remember me and Dad had a long chat about this. This is quite a while ago. And Dad don't believe in none of it, absolutely nothing. Mm. Once you're dead, you're dead. That's it, done. And he went to me, all right then, what do you remember about before you were born? And I said, well, nothing. Well, it's the same then. Once you're dead, that's it. Nothing. I said, but you weren't created then, so I wouldn't remember nothing before I was born because I hadn't been created.
Well, you might have been an ant in a previous life and you wouldn't remember.
Probably better than this life I've had.
But can't there be an afterlife without God? I mean,
God is all about the whole
thing. You're just listening to religious mumbo jumbo. I mean, there might be a scientific reason why we go on, you know. This is part of the journey. It's got nothing to do with
if there's ever anything bad happening in your life, if you think back, have you never, ever, ever once
prayed
in your mind gone, oh, please,
yeah,
God, let it be
all
right?
When I was about six.
Yeah, but so why
what,
did you
not
do
since?
You must have done it since.
No.
I've bartered with God. Please, God, if you make sure that's all right, then I'll do whatever. So I hate, you know, the weird things that will go through your mind.
I think God was invented by man.
It's like a fairy story.
Oh, I don't think it caught on then, didn't it?
Look at it now.
Oh yeah, didn't it just?
But I can't believe
that nuns and priests don't, without any proof, just blind faith, just waste their lives. Just
but to them,
praying.
They're not wasting
it.
Any
hours
a day. I mean, well.
To them, they're not wasting their life one bit.
That was what their life was supposed to be.
They're so sure.
Yeah, they've had their calling. How can they explain that?
So you can't disprove that God doesn't exist.
No.
But you can't prove he exists either.
Well, no.
But I think man invented God because he couldn't handle dying.
Yeah, but if man...
I think there's rather campfire, you know, sometime after prehistoric times, and someone become
what, and somebody
aware
just
of
made
their mortality.
A story
yeah,
that's gone on to what
yeah,
it is
probably,
today.
Probably a child, I say, couldn't understand. You know, couldn't. Oh, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Yeah, but when you die, you don't really die. You go to this place, you know, heaven. And I think it just grew and grew and grew.
No, it wouldn't grow like.
Of course, it would. Oh, you're joking, aren't you? Right, sun gods and idols. I mean, what did they, I mean, you've got half the world sort of like Christian and Catholic sort of thing, who believe in God and that and the other. And you've got half the world, all the Asians, they believe in reincarnation. So one half's wrong. So why can't both halves be wrong?
Why isn't there just one God? So they can't all be right. Can they?
Well, no. So therefore, none of them might be right.
Yeah. But I like to think that at least one of them's got it right.
Yeah,
but,
there's one but, right somewhere.
Yeah.
But didn't heaven sound boring?
Oh, I don't know. If it's got a bar, I'll be fine.
Yeah, it won't have a bar, though, will it?
Oh, heaven will.
Oh, you're on your cloud.
But heaven, it might be just like we are now, but
well, this could be
a
it.
Spirit. Yeah.
We could be in hell now.
We are. Dun, we must dun, be. Dun. It can't be this bad for no reason. Making my life sound really miserable, and it's not.
Well, I mean, I was brought up a Catholic, and I never questioned it until I got older and thought, why do, well, Dave asked me some questions, like, why do you do that? And I couldn't answer them.
Well, don't blame me.
No, 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 no.
What have you done to her?
He made me think. I didn't know any different. You don't.
He made you question it.
He made me question it, and my mum was very unhappy with me.
You didn't like going to church.
I hated going to church. Absolutely.
So it's not like I said, oh, you're not going anymore.
No. I hated it because I wanted to be with you on a Sunday morning, not in church, while you were sitting back at my house. Waiting for me to come back.
I don't know. I just
so Susie goes to church. She's Catholic and she gets real comfort.
People do. I understand that. I'm fine if that.
But don't you find it a bit odd when you see them at sort of like doing carols in the street at Christmas and they got this expression on their face? Like,
what, happiness?
No, it's like it's like being in a cult. They're sort of, they've got the old tambourine and they're too.
I always think how happy they are.
They're too happy, if you ask me.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'd rather be too happy than too sad.
I'll tell you what I do love, a gospel choir. I want to be part of it. Oh, I want to be up with them.
Yeah, but a church is a great building, it's an architecture, and that don't make God real, does it? Because man made them churches, he didn't make any of them. Did he? Did he?
Dave, you're annoying me. I think you should believe in God because you don't know what. Because you don't, you might not come with me and Jackie when we go.
Yeah, I will. Because he's all forgiving.
You'll give me
apparently.
I don't think he'll forgive you.
He's all forgiving.
You heathen.
Yeah, Lord.
God, that's a deep question.
Oh my God!
Who wrote that?
I bet it's Bob. It looks like. Let me have a look at the writing. I'm going to have a look. He probably would have wanted to be in on that one.
What do you think, Billy?
No, it's yours. Oh, that's your writing.
Oh. Yeah, it's my writing. Oh. Maybe there is a God after.
Yeah, see? God was telling you to write it.
He did. Well, that got a bit deep, didn't it?
Yeah, I like to think that there is a God.
Sorry for all of you out there that believe. We don't.
I'm jealous because I wish I'd.
Do you think there is, though? If you had to put your life on it, suppose you said you're going to die right now and if you get this question wrong, is there a God?
Yeah, I think I'd say yes.
Oh, see you later then.
What would you say, Jack?
I'd be really torn. I like to think that there is. I do like to think that there is. And I must admit that I do go to that and I do sort of pray inwardly when, people are not well.
When you need to,
It's a bit perverse, but I just wonder if you get all these nuns, praying 15 hours a day or whatever they do, and they was all sitting around having their dinner one night and someone walked in and goes, I see God don't exist, did they? Proved it. You get some old nun, 77 years old.
He's been married to him since she was 15.
Proved that God don't. And he proves in front of them that God doesn't exist. Can you imagine?
They wouldn't believe. They would think it was a test.
they would think it was a test.
And you've got to
get through it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look at your Eureka. Sister Ulrika. I'll get it right in a minute. We just finished watching Tenko, sorry.
Have you seen Tenko?
No, I've never seen it. I know Mum used to watch it and Dad when we were kids, but I never watched it.
Bow.
Mrs. Jefferson.
It was. It means nothing to me.
Chris, that song, Chris used to sing that when he was three. Oh, Vienna.
He'll be so pleased you've shared that with us.
I'll be happy about that.
Mitch, you've still got the ump that he didn't get the number one because Shut Up Your Face was at number one.
I love
one.
That Shut Up Your Face.
Oh, yeah, that's
awful.
Well, loads of people must have. It went to number one.
No, I don't mean nothing, does it? There's been some terrible number ones over the years.
Yeah.
Remember Cinderella Rockefeller by Esty and Abby O'Farrell?
You're the lady, that I love.
I'm the lady who... It's rubbish.
You're the
fella. Never heard of that in my life.
Lily the Pink.
Oh,
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding
Wilding.
Oh, that's it, yeah. All About Bob the Builder. That was a Christmas number one,
Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby.
So getting to number one's not a qualification of being a good record, is it?
Yeah, but that was a lot of kids loved that. Lewis loved that Bob the Builder when he was a kid.
Do you know what his cat's name is?
I know.
Pilchard.
It is, yeah. Pilchard. Yeah.
Oh, is that a point?
No. No.
Yeah, where did that come from?
So do you want to borrow Tinko? You can watch it. It's really good.
Thing is, I'm not sure. Okay, if I look to see if I've
it
got
might
DVD
be too old.
It
might be too old for you. Ain't got a DVD player?
I think we took it to the tip.
Mm.
Which is stupid because I've still got DVDs. Or I'm sure something's in my mind thinking Lewis said, no, don't throw this away because there might be a film you want to watch one day. And I think he's put it somewhere. It's all too.
Mm. They are getting old at now, aren't they? DVD
yeah.
players.
We've still got
ours.
We've watched a lot of old. We watched the whole lot of Sherlock Holmes, didn't we? We watched
Duchess of Duke Street, was another one.
Your mum probably watched that as well.
We like delving back into the old ones that don't come up on telly. You do find them, aren't you?
All Creatures Great and Small. We've seen every series of that.
I've never seen that.
He's always got his hand up a cow's every time. Or they're pulling the sheep out of a baby sheep out of a sheep.
Whenever you watch a farm programme, there used to be that one on Channel 4. They've always having to do that or cut his.
Off. Oh, yeah, the nut.
Yeah. Oh,
the nuttage. Yeah.
Hamlet's had that done.
Yeah. Oh. I took him to have that.
He didn't want no babies.
That's why Meow's in a high pitched voice.
And he does.
He
meows more like a mouse than a cat, really. Apart from when he's in the car.
Oh, yeah.
We took him to the vet recently. Oh, my God.
Mum. It's like
he's
crying.
It is. Mum.
It's the first time he did it. It was like, what? Where did that come from?
Mum.
Oh.
And it was like.
That made me cry that
way. I didn't like it sitting in the car. Or he did. Bob.
Why don't we cut him off to the old cat room when we go on holiday? He's going to love that.
Oh, yeah. God. I didn't even think about that.
No. He's been put in the cattery once. And when I went to pick him up, he cried all the way there. He cried all the way back. And also the woman said, he's a very shy cat. He never came out. So they opened the door and let him have a run. He never came out.
So he stayed in there for the whole time
he was
in there.
The whole time he was away. It was only a week at the time.
Mum put Rosie, that was our cat, in the cattery a couple of times. But when we'd come home, go and pick her up, she wouldn't acknowledge anyone for a good couple of days.
He was over it.
Right.
You open the cage up, he comes out and he's forgotten.
But then he don't go near you anyway, does he?
No,
he does with me.
Yeah,
since Bob's moved out, I've become the sort of mother figure, I think.
Well, Bob was the mother figure.
Yeah, he was before. It's that beard, same colour as him.
Yeah.
What?
Diary.
La, la, la,
la. La, 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 la.
It's Tuesday, the 28th of January, 1975.
Oh, it was a good year.
Yeah, I was born. That's why it's a good year.
Go to work. Drop RT diff with Pete and Ginger.
Drop what?
RT diff.
That's
differential.
Job.
RT is a type of bus, differential.
Oh, right.
With Pete and Ginger. Feel a bit rough in work, but go over five bells dinner time.
I felt that rough then.
Those were the days.
Go to Turkish Bath at Greenwich with John Olden, then go to the pub with him and meet Jackie at 8:30 and go to the pub with him, then later on I meet Jackie at 8:30, go to the Saxon Tavern. This is a strange one. The Saxon Tavern's in Catford.
Yeah.
It's John Kay comes in just after 10 PM. He gives me a lift home. What's he doing in the Saxon?
How did I get home then?
Oh, all right, you.
I left you in the pub.
The taxi driver, the paying 10 pound for a taxi. Them days are gone, mate. And that's it.
Aww.
Oh.
Diary.
In Catford, that big cat.
Yes.
It's been there years now.
Well,
I remember
it was
that
there that night. The big cat, big black cat, and a big model.
Yeah, people won't know what we're talking about, will they?
Well, a place called Catford in South London, they've got this big enormous, isn't it?
It's absolutely like a...
Well, it's made, a black of, made of wood.
Don't know. It's
it
huge.
Be, no, it might be asbestosy, you know, that fiberglass. Might be oh, fiberglass, yeah. Because it's been there for all weathers, isn't it? It would have been falling to bits if it was something.
It must have been there 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Well, I've always known it to be there. Yeah. It's on the roof, isn't it?
Well, it's hanging it's, down. I think there's a is it's a, like an entrance to an art, you know, a shopping.
Yeah, a shopping centre. And it's all like got its paw out.
Yeah.
It's, but it's absolutely huge, and it's not just it a little.
I'd have pack. It in my garden.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, I think it's time for us to put Lee Mack through 3-0, don't
oh, yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Have we got a vote? Come on,
for,
let's
sorry.
Do it properly.
Are you voting, wifey? Who are you voting for?
I'm going for, surprisingly, and no, Lee Mack, because he's a nice man and he's really funny.
Oh, I'm the same, Lee Mack. Yeah. He's really funny. I'm hoping he'll go far.
I mean, we haven't given Andy Samberg a real run.
No, it's
at
been
it,
unfair, really.
He would have to go something to beat Lee Mack anyway. Yeah. I think most people would. Yeah, yeah. Lee Mack 3-0.
Lee Mack.
Lee Mack's as bad. I mean, what's his name? Andy
Samberg.
Was as bad as Billy Connolly. I'm joking.
Oh.
I just wanted your reaction.
You know, when you look at who's gone out, I think it's as strong as lineup as the ones that have gone through.
It actually is, yeah.
Les Dawson, Frank Carson, Kathy Burke, Harry Enfield, Sacha Baron Cohen, Billy Connolly and Jimmy Carr. That's yeah. pretty strong, aren't
especially
it?
Kathy Burke. Loved, oh, I love her. Should but have had you here, wifey. Yeah. She's not gone through.
It's time to make the draw. Oh. Who you got?
Ooh.
Okay, I'll keep oh! Old, keep
wait,
old.
Okay.
Is yours a good one, wifey?
Oh, mine's better than yours, aren't they?
No, I hope
oh
not,
God,
because I like this
one. This is a really good one.
I is your one, during your one's better than Pauline's?
Yes.
During
it
your
can't,
one?
It won't be.
It, no, it will.
Right, wifey, let's
no,
yours
Pauline's
first.
Got to go first.
Go first.
I've got Lee Evans.
Oh, blimey, who you got?
Peter Kay.
No!
Oh, my God.
No!
Pull him back, you're drawing
Go
again.
Back. I can't be having that.
So?
Well.
Oh, that's a bad one for me.
A cracker, I reckon.
I'll have to not be here. It'll have to be Bob, Mike and you two.
It's time to Andy.
Oh, never mind.
Bye, Andy.
Bye,
sorry,
bye,
mate.
Andy. See you later.
Oh, no, that's a hard one. Peter Kay and Lee Evans.
Well, Billy...
Well, do you want me to vote on it now? Because I might not be here on the day when you do it.
Oh, we probably
actually,
will.
Actually, you will be.
You probably will be.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens.
Oh. Anything else, Pauline, before we...
No, just I'm having Chinese tonight. What should
what
I
are you going to have?
Well, I don't know.
Bit of black bean sauce,
well, last
ribs.
Time I had Chinese...
A lot of rib, didn't you?
Well, I never had rib.
What?
No.
Chinese
do you know what? I hardly ever have Chinese.
Are you eating in or take away?
I'll take away around my mates. Hardly ever eat Chinese.
It's very fattening, you know.
Well, yeah, but I don't mind.
It's weekend.
It's weekend.
It's weekend, yay!
And last time I had Chinese, this is what I had. I know exactly what I had. I had beef in black bean sauce, some rice, some toast with the prawns on.
Oh, yeah,
sesame
that,
toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sesame toast.
A skewer with chicken on with peanut butter.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've had those.
Chicken
I'm not keen on the peanut butter thing.
Oh,
there
I
we
love
go.
It.
Oh, it was so nice.
I love it.
Chicken balls.
Well, I know to get personal.
And a roll thing, crispy.
Roll mop. Crispy pancake roll.
Yeah, and it was so nice. And then they
so good, crackers. So good.
But you can't eat it all, so we went way too much.
Did you have the rest for breakfast following morning?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Oh, I can't do that with any takeaway. Lewis, if he buys himself a pizza and has an
oh
it
pizza,
all,
yeah,
can,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
can't
yeah,
do none,
yeah.
I can't do none of that the next day job.
Oh, okay.
We're not big on pizza takeaway, are we?
No.
But hardly ever have Chinese, so I never know, really. So whoever I'm with will say, oh, well, get this.
Do you not have chili beef?
Well, it might have been chili beef. It was quite a kick to it.
Was it like flat bits of beef or was it
flat,
like skirt?
Dead flat.
No, this is like, it's quite dry, but it's crispy.
Oh, that sounds quite
it's
nice.
Really nice. Chili beef.
But you'll be around your mates, you won't be able to have a drink of it, will you?
No, I'm not having a drink of it.
I couldn't have a Chinese without wine.
Yeah, you couldn't have an Indian without
wine.
Having a beer.
Sauvignon Blanc.
I couldn't have wine with Chinese. Wine goes with roast dinner. That's
and
it.
Chinese.
No, it don't.
White wine.
That doesn't go at all. The wine would give me heartburn, And that won't match with the Chinese.
I can never understand. When you go for a curry sometimes, people got a glass of red wine with their curry.
No, I thought, I couldn't. That doesn't go.
What the hell?
Any wine.
What about a glass of lassi?
Oh, well, yours is weird.
Love that lassi.
Milkshake with your curry.
No, it's not a milkshake. It's better than that. It's almost like the McDonald's milkshake where you have trouble sucking it up the straw.
Aren't you full up before you...
Well, it stops me having a pudding. That's what it does. Yeah, it stops me wanting a pudding. And
yeah, so the pudding liquidised before just the curry.
I just love it, and it cools you down. If it's a little bit on the spicy side, which I don't mind a bit of spice, but it does sort of cool the mouth down.
Curry has to be lager. Has to be lager.
Yeah, it's too Cobra. Too makes me wind assisted. I don't like it.
And wine is with a roast dinner.
Do you drink red wine at all?
No, I can't drink red wine. Well, I've never really given it a chance.
I was surprised when I saw Chris drinking wine.
Chris, because, well, he started going back to Guinness because he'd come off the whole gluten thing because he thought he was a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
But he's slowly introducing it, it's getting better. So he was drinking wine because that was the only thing that didn't give him a bad belly.
Right,
I'm sure he won't mind people telling me.
No.
Telling
everyone. We've all been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, so that was the only drink that kept his stomach calm. So that's why he stayed with it, but... It's slowly going back to the Guinnesses and stuff.
Oh, Guinness is great.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, it is. Oh, my girl at work, her son works in a supermarket, and every week for the staff, they have a little raffle. It's like a 10p a ticket or something like that. Everybody, someone wins something. Well, I think for about 3 weeks on the trot, her son won it, and he's about, I don't know how old he is, but he's not in his 30s. He's quite young. And he won alcohol, and it had Guinness in it. It had lots of beer. She's moaning because it's got no wine in it, and that's what she drinks. Oh. So he's come home with, you know, I've won it 3 weeks on the trot, but there's loads of Guinness in it. So she said, do you want the Guinness for it? Yeah.
Oh,
so I bought it home, and I've been drinking it. So it's full of iron.
What do you mean you've been drinking it? You drunk it.
I did.
It's gone.
Did I drunk it?
It is no more.
Drunk it all.
I really enjoyed it. I can't drink it by the pint. I have to have it in a smaller glass. But it's good.
I went to the Guinness factory in Dublin, didn't I? And I thought, that looks such a nice drink. It really looks nice. I'm going to really
it is nice.
Go. Oh, and I took a big gulp thinking, it's going to be so nice. It's just this bitter.
Do you remember remember Mackeson?
No.
Do you remember the advert? Remember the advert for Mackeson?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yes, it's what's the catchphrase thing then?
Mackeson, it was there and it's gone.
No, that's not it. It looks good, tastes good, and by golly, it does you good.
Good. Yeah.
But it is Guinness. Good for you, isn't it? Oh,
well,
yeah.
not
it's all stout.
Not
off
seven pints, I don't think so.
Well, maybe you are.
Well, I think it's time for you, dude, to sort of rake it in a bit and let me get a word in edgeways here.
Go on then, off you go.
I've talked a lot. I've not spoke on them for such a long time.
Yeah, you know.
I've said a lot this time. That's
anything
right.
One thing else to say before we go? No, anything else, Wifey? No.
No.
Right, I think we're through with him. We'll see you next time for Peter Kay versus Lee Evans.
That's going to be a whopper.
Can't wait for Bob to know that.
Battle of the Giants. Okay, see you later.
Bye, folks. Bye.